Okay. And now I want to tell a story about this word holes. And it involves three famous scientists, Einstein, Schrodinger, and Dirac. And Einstein is the scientist that everybody thinks is the smartest one. I don't know, somehow he's the prototypical smart scientist. And if you compare him to some other scientists, like, let's say, Coulomb found Coulomb's law. They were, rubbing two materials together and charging little balls with charge, and then trying to figure out how much charge they put on those little balls and moving them different distances and measuring the forces, and eventually they come up with this Coulomb force law, Q1, Q2, 4 pi epsilon 0, r squared is the force between two particles. And they figured this out by putting lots of charges on the two. They had two balls, and they charged them with different charges, and they put them at different distances, and they kept measuring the forces, and eventually this comes out. I would like to think that if I was the assistant in Coulomb's lab and I spent years charging those little balls and measuring the forces, that eventually I would come to this equation. Yeah? Or if I was an assistant in George Ohm's laboratory, where they discovered Ohm's law, current is proportional to voltage. Or if I measured current long enough and saw it was proportional to voltage, then I would see that it's Ohm's law. It wasn't as easy as that, because at that point they basically had to invent the voltmeter to be able to do the experiments. But still, once it got so far, I would hope I could see it. What Einstein did was that he realized that there was a symmetry of space-time that all other laws had to obey. I would never think of this. It's at a much higher level, this theory of special relativity. Most people are focusing on a particular phenomenon. He thinks of something that, a law that everything has to obey. He really is a really smart scientist. Now, we compare that to Schrodinger, who thought of the Schrodinger equation. And Schrodinger was working in the 1920s, and it was known at that time that things that we normally think about as particles, like electrons or neutrons or protons, sometimes they interfere with each other, and they act like waves. Bohr had already presented a successful theory of the atom where he gave the electrons wave-like properties. They had to have a certain number of wavelengths going around the atom. So there was this idea that the matter could have wave-like behavior. So there should be a wave equation associated with it. And this wave equation should depend on space and time, so like other wave equations. And while Schrodinger was thinking about this,